and I do hereby declare that Lee Raymond James Dillon is duly elected.
There were dramatic scenes at Newbury College Election Count Centre at around 6 a.m. this morning as Liberal Democrat Lee Dillon won the Newbury parliamentary seat, beating Conservative Laura Farris, our now former MP, into second place. Here's the declaration in full from Returning Officer Nigel Lynn.
I, Nigel Lynn, being the Returning Officer at the above election, do hereby give notice that the number of votes recorded for each candidate at the said election is as follows. Bell, Elizabeth Rowena Jane, Labour Party, 3,662. Dillon, Lee Raymond James, Liberal Democrats for a Fair Deal, 19,645. Farris, Laura Rose, the Conservative Party candidate, 17,268. Jesse, Earl Elvis Philippe, Freedom Alliance, Real People, Real Alternative, 153. Johnson, Gary Edward, UK Independence Party, UKIP, 131. Masters, Stephen Michael, Green Party, 2,714. Terry Douglas William, Reform UK, 5,357. And I do hereby declare that Lee Raymond James Dillon is duly elected.
Lee Dillon's reaction came later.
We've had apathy from voters. We've seen right-wing populism grow in this country. But never has there been a time for a more liberal voice. And with our large number of MPs that we've gained across the country this evening, in Parliament there will be that strong liberal voice back in the House of Commons as the third main party in British politics. This will be the honour of my life to represent you all in Parliament as the MP for Newbury. Thank you.
After the announcement, Lee Dillon spoke to Kennet Radio's Stella Colthurst.
Lee Dillon, MP for Newbury.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Long campaign. What were the main issues on the doorstep?
There was various issues came up from defence spending through to potholes on the road. But actually, the main things that we saw were people concerned about could they get access to a dentist, could they get a GP's appointment, how were we going to help them with their cost of living.
So everyday issues on
everyday
the doorstep.
Yeah. And as Liberal Democrats, what we do is we listen to what people's concerns are, we come up with policies that can address those issues, and we reflect them back. And actually, the people of Newbury have backed our ideas by returning a Lib Dem MP.
Yeah. You congratulated all your fellow candidates. It was a good campaign, wasn't it?
It was, and here in West Berkshire, we've got something called the West Berkshire Way. When I was the leader of the council here, I tried to change the tone of politics in West Berkshire, and as the MP, I'm determined to continue that as well.
Congratulations,
thank
sir.
You very
thank
much.
You.
In our other local seat of Reading West and Mid Berkshire, Labour won the seat for the first time. It's a new seat. The results were Olivia Bailey, Labour, 16,273. Ross McKinnon, Conservative, 14,912. Kate Bosley, Reform UK, 6,260 votes. Helen Belcher, Liberal Democrat, 5,103. Carolyn Culver, Green, 3,169. Adrian Abbs, Independent, 562 votes. And A.D. Pepiat, Independent, 272 votes.